It's a Friday. You made it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
34 degrees right now. Going to get up diddling 50.
Yeah, some good diddling.
But it is gonna rain tonight. Oh, God, that worked out great.
Oh, wet diddly.
Wet diddly, one of my favorite.
Wet diddly.
That worked out great for me.
Mm.
My daughter is having a sleepover, and she wanted to have a bonfire.
Nice, you're out.
Yeah, bro, I don't have to do it.
Can't do it.
Remember, I built that fire pit during COVID and then immediately regretted it.
Is it still out there?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't remove a fire pit. It was made out of, like, bricks.
That's a good, solid fire pit.
It is, bro. Like, I've never worked harder at anything in my life.
I remember.
That I did this fire pit.
And the summer of fire pit.
It was pretty cool. But, yeah, I don't want to, you know. Because, like, they want their privacy, but I'm also afraid. Like, I may have built the fire pit too close to my neighbor's house.
Yeah.
So, like, every once in a while, like, I'll see a spark go up and I'm watching it. Like, oh, yeah. Okay, we're good. All right, if you are trying to log on to our live stream, I apologize. We are having some technical difficulties. So it is, excuse me. Oh, sorry.
So the cameras are down?
Yeah, cameras are down. Our engineers are working on it probably. I'm sorry. I ate watermelon way too fast before.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Well, you had a patient melon. Well, no, I was running around trying to get all this stuff fixed, not knowing what I was doing, completely ignored my watermelon to time ratio, and I had to eat my watermelon fast.
All right.
So let's start today. Mm-hmm. With a story that went down just east of us.
What happened?
Authorities have arrested a 48-year-old woman after they say she, and I quote, unlawfully entered a home to steal a 65-inch television.
God damn, man. By herself?
That is the impression I'm getting.
That would be very difficult to carry. It's a big project. She better be a sturdy woman.
She's been arrested for burglary, conspiracy, both felonies, and petty larceny, which tells us, by the way, the TV worth less than $1,000.
Yeah. It's a used television.
Uh-huh. So, 48-year-old female TV thief. And by the way, I saw the mugshot. She does not look like a sturdy woman.
Okay, she on the petite side?
How the hell she got this thing out?
Yeah. I'm dying to know. Because, like, first of all, the size of it. Right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, even if you could carry the weight.
It's
like,
awkward.
Getting your hands around it to be able to do that without breaking it or maybe.
I hope she didn't scratch the walls.
And it's not just carrying it. You'd have to have the door open, close the door behind you, be able to put it somewhere. Right? Did she like wrap it in blankets where she put it in her car? Was she like carrying it down the street?
Did it fit into her car?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't even considering what might be the hardest part.
What's that?
Because as awkward as those TVs are, they are usually pretty light.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That TV was probably connected to like 15 different wires.
Oh, yeah. And it's mounted probably, right?
So, yeah, she had to figure out how to get it off the mount.
Disconnect everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Carry it out of the house, put it somewhere, all before either someone got home. I mean, the cables, sound bars, all of that stuff.
Look, you could give me all day.
Yeah.
I can't get those TVs off the wall without scratching something, breaking something, and I'm not going to be out of there quick. I didn't put them up.
I believe that.
Unless she like came prepared with like one of those like little like the dolly things to roll it out.
You're gonna roll out. Well,
you got a hand cart, like you know, a cordless drill.
Wouldn't that look a little suspicious walking into somebody's home with a dolly?
Maybe it would almost be like so obvious you wouldn't even think somebody would.
That's too much work.
Stealing.
Okay,
and it's not worth it. You can't flip that TV for what, $100?
Yeah.
It's a used TV.
Right.
We don't even know how old it is.
No, we don't. I mean, it is 65 inches. That's a pretty big ass damn TV.
Yeah, but still, what do you think a used TV goes for when I can go to BJ's, like you said, and get a new one for $400?
No, I understand, but I mean, $100 is a significant amount of money to certain groups of people.
Yeah, yeah.
That maybe looking
jail.
To do stuff. I don't know, man.
Like, you can't even buy enough drugs to have fun.
Any amount of drugs is fun for a little while.
Little while.
Well, again, you're not thinking like an addict here, man.
The weekend's coming up. I'd like enough to get me through Sunday.
Well, you got to keep finding more 65-inch TVs to steal off a wall and carry out. I'm also dying to know if the allegations are true here. Did she walk in anticipating stealing the 65-inch TV, or when she got in there, that was the most valuable thing she could find?
Oh, it could have been, yeah.
But you'd have to bring, like you said, tools.
Nah, I mean, you can unscrew stuff.
Now, we are assuming it was mounted. It could have just been sitting there.
True.
Because we know people.
Oh, my God.
We do know people that bought big-ass TVs that they're basically just sitting on a shelf or on the floor.
No, okay.
Or on a TV stand.
Yeah, Tommy thinks a TV stand is trash.
Okay, no, but we have that would make sense, actually.
We know one guy that bought a TV that was so big, it literally sat on the floor. He had a 75-incher that just sat on the floor, tilted up.
All right, can we have a discussion? Because you're doing something right now that bothers me.
So that would be easier to get rid of.
All right. I understand that the wall mount is easier, like after it's all installed and everything, and it looks cleaner. And
yeah, it looks sharp.
Having a stand for your flat screen TV does not make you trash.
No. You're getting there, but
no, you're not. There are several reasons why people can't mount some TVs on the wall.
You know, I wouldn't know what those would be.
No, I mean, if you have a brick wall, I don't want to screw into a brick wall for a TV mount.
Absolutely.
If you're renting, you can't screw into the wall and mount the television.
Okay,
right?
All right, yeah.
And there are people that just don't like putting holes in their walls when they own their homes.
I also think that somebody with the whole, like a TV stand, like a...
Sad stand?
Yeah, like they also still have like a DVD player in there, or like game console attached.
You're doing it. You're
they
doing
probably
it.
Have no, no, laser no. disc.
See
like I'm
did?
Thinking like the one TV that Mouse plays his Xbox on, it's like it's not on the wall because he's got it on a stand.
Oh, you wanna?
What's that?
No, God, no, you're talking a lot of junk, and all of a sudden Kimmy says she's a TV stand gal.
No, but that's the only way you could hide all the stuff you have attached to it.
I don't know what goes on in that house. I've never been there.
No, Kimmy, you can cut into the wall to hide the wires through the wall.
You
back
can,
down
but if it's not like your main TV, it doesn't care that much.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Going back to the story, 48-year-old woman just east of us arrested after police say she broke into a home and stole a 65-inch TV. She's been charged with multiple felonies. Also, looking at her mugshot, she is a tiny woman.
Yeah.
Like skinny.
A slight thing.
But, I mean, you know, wiry could still be strong.
Oh, yeah.
What's the most expensive thing in your house that you are not worried about stealing? Because I would have thought no one's taken my TV. Just because it's so hard to get off.
Yeah, and it's not worth anything.
Right?
I can't think of what else. I mean, it's old. I mean, the house has got used furniture, used TVs, used appliances. What would be worth carrying out that you could make any bank off?
Can you steal, like, a stove, a dishwasher?
I guess you could, but, like, all right, so my appliances are 10 years old.
All right.
They're at the end of their lifespan. Like, you would have to have, like, pretty new appliances to make it work.
I think you're...
Probably the copper in the walls, if you want to start ripping a joint up.
I think you'd be surprised what used appliances go for.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Kimmy,
who's buying a hot oven? Like, you would have to buy a stolen oven.
Well, you wouldn't know it's stolen at the time. Lots of people resell their appliances on
like
Facebook Marketplace.
Right. Yeah, if they're, remodeling or something.
Okay.
I mean, because, like, if we've been amazed over the last couple of years what some people have stolen in our area. We've had basketball hoops and hockey goals swiped,
right,
which people you have left out for decades never thinking.
Right.
There was that story where someone, Kimmy, had their picnic table stolen out of their backyard.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Who's buying that raggedy? It's got bird crap on it.
So,
like,
right.
Okay, your grill.
No, that one I would be afraid someone's taken.
Right, that's what would be valuable, maybe a brand new grill.
That's the most valuable thing in or out of your house that could be taken?
If it's new, it's easy, it's on wheels, you could just... pick it up and carry it off, wheel it down the street. I don't know.
We had a neighbor get there. You know, like those little solar lights you stick in your garden?
Yeah.
Those got taken.
They're like $10.
Yeah. I know. They were just.
Let's get those fancy ones on TV. That stop the burglars in their tracks.
No, that's a floodlight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a solar floodlight.
It's not. Okay. She said in the ground.
Yeah, I'm talking
about
the
little, those too, bro.
You need to listen.
They got those in the ground too. They got those ones you plant down there to stop the thieves.
Can you steal a fireplace?
A fire, like a freestanding fire one?
Well, no, like there are ones that are like in a wall, but they're like an insert.
Oh my God, how would you get that out,
I'm
man?
I'm asking a question. Maybe
that's like
it's
a that's literally doing construction but, now.
Well, I don't know. Can you just put something in there and pry it out real quick?
Mm.
I don't think you would do it real quick because there's a gas line.
Well, there are some that are also electric.
All right, you chintz down one electric. Maybe so.
Yeah, next to your TV stand.
That's basically a toaster oven in your wall.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out like what the most expensive thing in my house that I am not worried somebody taking would be.
So appliances would be big. Like if you're going to start like ripping apart a house, it'd be like your cabinets and stuff.
Yeah, like the most bulky stuff. Like okay. I wouldn't think somebody's going to take this entire couch just based on how hard it was to get it in there in the first place.
Yeah, you're right. But I would think like I always look at couches like I look at like cars like the second they drive off the lot.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, you're right.
They're worthless.
Exactly.
But that I wouldn't think somebody would steal something like that, but you never know.
Windows are pretty expensive. Can you steal windows? Like pry them out of the wall?
I don't know how you get a window in or out.
How old are you?
Old. And I bought windows.
And you don't know how they
I
work?
Didn't watch them.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I had Brian Genta's dad put one in for me one time.
No big deal!
Brian Genta's
and
dad.
That's when he was with the Canadians.
Wow, pretty
so I
cool.
had the father, the captain of Montreal in my house.
Cursing at him in French.
Putting a new window in. I couldn't tell you how they did it.
252 WCMF. What is the most expensive thing you own in your house that can't be stolen.
If it had to be are we talking a crew of people? Because she did this by herself.
She did do this by herself. I mean, even with a crew, it would be hard to get a fridge out of a house, right? Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. So a couple of points. You know, for us old folks, it's called an entertainment center, not a TV stand. And you have to have that because, yes, you have the, you know, the DVD player. You have the old, you know, high-fidelity sound system that has, you know, like seven components if you got an equalizer. I mean, all that stuff has to go somewhere, right?
It's the only time Rammer and entertainment have been included in the same sentence.
Well, I mean, outside of the most expensive door in the neighborhood, I mean, probably that system, if you're talking about, you know, collectors sort of thing, is probably the most expensive part of the entertainment center. Look it up and try to buy a, you know, an amplifier that puts out a couple of thousand watts, and it's going to cost you. But the other more important part of it is the point of having a TV stand. And yes, you can mount your TV on the wall in an apartment as long as you fix the holes when you leave. But what happens when your wife wants to rearrange things and your TV's mounted on the wall?
Yeah, how about that, Tommy?
You get rid of her.
Yeah. Sorry, honey, the boat was expensive.
You get that hand cart and wheel her out to the curb.
But I'm just saying, you buy a new couch and it doesn't fit on the wall that it used to fit on. Now you got to move the TV because the couch has to go somewhere else. And, you know, all those factors.
Can we move this call to yesterday?
All great points, Rammer. All great points. And I really appreciate your perspective on this discussion.
Happy Friday, guys.
You too, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
That's completely shot in the ass. Weekend is done. Thank you, Rammer.
Dan writes us on Instagram. We were asking the most expensive thing you own that can't be stolen at your house. He says, I paid $4,000 for a backyard brick pizza oven. I'd like to see someone try and steal that from me.
Jeez.
Is that what those cost?
So it's like a it's like a brick freestanding oven. It's got to be gigantic.
I don't have a picture of it. I don't know.
I don't either. Well, it's $4,000.
One of the houses, when we were looking at houses, there was a house we looked at that had one of those like built-in giant pizza, outdoor pizza ovens. And like one of the things that it said in like the description was comes with a pizza oven. I'm like, yeah, I doubt they're taking this with them. I didn't even think that wasn't even a thought in my head. Like maybe this won't be here if we moved in.
How much pizza would you have to make to?
It could have been there for multiple owners. It looked pretty old.
But let's say you.
How many pizzas if you spent $4,000?
Yeah, because I mean the idea would be I'm going to make my pizza and save money. And
so how many pizzas do you have to make to break even?
Yeah.
2 trillion. Those pizzas would go to the moon and back.
Especially next, they make those smaller portable pizza ovens.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you.
Wait, a Paisano? You can make them in your house. Paisano! You can make a dessert pizza. Paisano!
I do like dessert pizza. A little cinnamon.
Oh, it looks delicious.
No, but I always assume the brick oven pizza ovens are like the pizza's going to taste better out of that one than the little gas.
I guess, but you also have to know your crap, man.
No, I know. I would never spend the money on it. If it may help sell me a house if I was looking.
Really?
It's that thing you'll never use.
You're right.
Yeah. You'll never use it. Just like those fire pits.
And
you
I don't know.
You have
to, I mean, it's outside, so how do you clean it? How do you?
You don't
because you never use it.
No,
yeah,
but
I'm assuming like.
It cleans itself.
Like leaves and stuff get in there.
Leaves? I'm more worried about a squirrel's ass getting in there.
Yeah, like there are bats in there or something.
You don't want some squirrel pie? Bat pie?
You think of all the critters that get into that goddamn thing.
You just set the thing, it'll burn off. It's fine.
I don't know.
It's fine. No?
I don't know how things burn off.
You don't know how windows go in? You know, hey, Brian, you had his dad come over, burn things off, didn't pay attention.
I mean, that sounds like stuff my dad would say. Hey, you don't worry. The bacteria dies with the heat.
I kind of thought that, no? That's why we cook food.
I understand that, but I don't know how rancid something has to be before you get sick anyway.
Okay.
I don't know.
Look, don't take advice from me on how to clean your pizza, but I've never had one. Everyone calm down, okay? It's a legitimate piece of history.
Oh.
Like, it's the story before the story.
So this is, like, one of the pillars of music.
Yeah, perfect
way to put it. Founding pillars.
It's worth an
Stonehenge.
It's worth an incomprehensible amount
of money. The pyramids of rock.
No, I mean, it literally is. And it's in this man's hand, and he got it by accident.
And this guy didn't know what he had?
Had no idea. In fact,
what a doofus.
No, well, you wouldn't, because it's so insanely rare, you wouldn't even think that this thing still exists.
Okay. All right. I don't want to name call a doofus.
And he's going to hold on to it.
That makes him a doofus.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Beatles Deca Demo has been discovered in Vancouver.
Discovered? What does that mean?
Do you know what this is?
The Deca. So this is their original demo that they this is like their original recording, like their first.
So Deca was a record company in the 1960s. And the Beatles, trying to get a record deal,
yeah,
recorded a 15-song demo, or went and did a 15-song demo that was recorded by the Decca Record Company.
Okay.
And I want to put a pause in that story for a sec, because there is a guy named Rob who owns a record store in Vancouver, Canada.
Okay.
And a little while ago, he got his hands on a bunch of stuff that came into his store, one of them being a reel-to-reel tape. The reel-to-reel was labeled Beatles 60s Demos. And Rob, along with the guy who brought it to him.
Yeah.
Assumed that it was like a bootleg off of old records.
Right.
Seems he was wrong. Because Rob played this and realized the sound quality was impeccable. It could not have been a bootleg.
So it was a studio recording of the Beatles.
Like an original.
Before they were a hit.
So he started doing some research, Rob.
Yeah.
And it is believed by several experts that this is the original 1962 audition tape for Decca Records. This recording is so unique.
Yeah.
It is a recording of the Beatles before Ringo.
So this would be like their first ever recording that anybody could find, really.
Very possible. Very possible.
I wonder what it sounds like.
So for
ended up in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, it circulated around.
So the guy who sold it to him apparently had a buddy who worked in England who like handed it off to him. You know, it's one of those stories that like
it's passed around.
Exactly. So for those who are unaware, where we pause the story, Decca Records, based on this recording that this man holds in his hands, passed on the Beatles.
Okay. Well, you got to remember, like, they may not have been very good when they walked in the door.
That's not why they passed
on
them.
They were kids.
That's not why they passed on them. There's a letter that exists that says Decca Records believed that rock and roll was a fad and that the four-piece bands were about to die.
Okay.
But this demo of arguably the greatest rock and roll band in history.
Yes.
That... it's the deal. It's the record that didn't get them a deal.
So why doesn't he want to sell it?
Okay.
Now he knows it's special now, I guess.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but that's why you get money.
He says he's not even looking into what it could be worth. He wants to hold on to it.
He doesn't want to know.
How could you not at least do that?
He's a music guy. He loves it. He owns a record store, man.
But you're poor.
I don't know. Maybe
my fear, though, would be, and I get not wanting to know what it's worth because I couldn't imagine if I knew that this, you know, thing worth potentially $1 million?
Million,
I don't know.
Way more than $1 million.
Millions
bucks.
Of dollars. I would be so paranoid about that item at all times.
That's why I want to get rid of it.
Like, imagine if like just something happened, like there's a fire, or you know, just something out of your control happens where this is now gone. Like that would forever be on my mind. I would not know how to handle this thing in the future.
So has he listened to it?
Yes, Did he
So he put it on a reel-to-reel and listened to it.
That's where he figured out. Okay. Listen to it.
Well, he didn't know what he had to begin with.
Yeah, and after I know.
I mean, you do have this thing that nobody else has.
So I wonder, are any of their hits on there? Are they doing covers back then?
So this actually exists in record form. The bootlegs do.
Okay.
It's been passed around underground. In fact, you could right now, if you wanted to, go listen to the entire album on YouTube.
It can't be very good.
I mean, Kimmy, if you want to pull it
up. I mean, they're kids.
It's called the Decca Demos.
Man, I didn't know I was going to do this one now.
Oh, that was when Mick was the lead of the Beatles?
Hey, baby.
So you asked what it could be worth.
Yeah. It's got to be worth $4 million.
For context, back in 2012, a Japanese collector.
I knew it, man. Those Japanese businessmen will pay. They will pay,
bro. You want to let me finish the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Paid around $45,000 for a reel-to-reel that was supposedly the master tapes that this guy had. But there was a lot of questions about it because that tape only had 10 songs on it. A lot of experts said, no, this
and it
is not
been
what
Jive.
It was Jive because this record that this guy has, or this reel-to-reel, has 15 songs. But the one that was even like shot down as a fake still went for $45,000. By the way, that was sold by the Japanese businessman to the guy who owns Hard Rock Cafe right now, who keeps in his personal collection.
Ooh.
If this is the authentic one, it could be worth over $1 million.
So I wonder if McCartney wants it.
Well, why would you want it?
Because it's his. I mean, it's his memory.
He didn't outbid Michael Jackson for his regular stuff. Yeah, he's going to outbid this guy for his reel-to-reel?
I mean, you're a billionaire. What's a couple mil to you?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this guy named Rob. He owns a record store in Vancouver, Canada. And a little while ago, he believes the Beatles Decca demo, the demo they did for the Decca Record Company, by the way, who passed on them,
Yeah.
Walked into his store. He thought it was a bootleg. He put it on a reel-to-reel to listen to it, and immediately he knew this is not a bootleg. Several experts believe this 15-song album may be, as you said, the first recordings ever of the Beatles. Yeah. Do you have some of that audio, Kimmy? That's...
Pass. Get out of my studio. Yeah, mop-haired bums.
If you hear it, it's super raw. It is just them with a microphone.
Come
and
back when you're not dressed like girls.
All right, let's talk about owning history versus having the cash. You don't have any understanding as to why this guy would want to hold on to it?
No, not when you had that much money at stake. And I ain't staying, man. We all die.
Yeah.
Take the cash and go have some fun.
Okay. Sell it when you're getting older, then.
Well, I'm old. It's for sale. But and by the way, spend it while you're young and you go have your fun.
Okay, so I get in this argument with my wife all the time. You know, I collect sports.
You're
stuff.
A big collector.
Yes, I love my sports memorabilia. Mm-hmm. And there are things that I got years ago for super cheap.
Yeah, you got to be sitting on some stuff,
well,
bro.
But just for whatever reason, it went up in value. My wife has always said, like, why don't you sell
Unload, baby.
Here's why. Because let's say this guy sells this Beatles demo.
Yeah.
He's only going to take that money and buy more rock and roll stuff with it.
I would not do that.
No, but that's what he loves to do.
Okay.
So if I have the holy grail of rock and roll stuff and I sell it, I'm only going to buy less cool stuff.
Yeah.
Why would you trade the coolest thing ever?
Well, yeah, I'm taking the cash and going and enjoying the cash.
Mean, yeah, I was going to say, if it changes your entire lifestyle, if you can live comfortably.
He owns some raggedy store in Vancouver, man. You know, he's, you know. What could he be worth?
I mean, it's kind of cool, though, that ended up in the hands of somebody like that who appreciates it. It's not just sitting in somebody's basement.
Some Japanese businessman or the guy who owns Hard Rock Cafe selling you a $90 sweatshirt. Wow, you went to Niagara Falls. Pretty cool. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Lou. Hey, Louie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, bud. I'm a bit of a collector. Tommy bust my chops about it before in the past, but... I have a hard copy of that Decca.
Ooh! I have hard copies of things that are worthless.
I know, it's not worth anything, but I was just telling you I have it. Tom, you were asking if they did covers. They ironically do My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. It's hysterical.
So, but I mean, it is interesting how, like, Decca, it sounds like, based on the record, Lou, when you listen to it, Decca brought him in, turned on the reel-to-reel, and said, go.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, it's strange. There's some really good stuff on there. There's one that's classic. You guys can look it up. It's known to be a classic. It's one of John Lennon's early writings. It's called Cry for a Shadow, and it's an instrumental. And it's literally like one of the best things he's ever written. I don't know why nothing was ever done with it.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe if you're trying to get a record deal as a pop group, maybe don't play an instrumental for the
record.
Yeah,
I think they call that jazz.
It's definitely, it's definitely different than the rest of the stuff, but it's funny when you hear them do like My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. It's done like in a rock form, but it's hysterical. I can't remember the other songs. I'm looking through. I got so much stuff. I can't even find it.
Well, Lou, let me ask you this. As a collector guy who loves the Beatles, would you sell this or would you hold on to it?
What do you think?
Which one? The reel-to-reel? Let's say
this reel-to-reel walked into your house. You found it at the record archive in a dustbin or at the hog, whatever. You own it. It's where, let's say you get $1.3 million. Are you holding it or are you selling it?
Oh, it's gone.
Attaboy.
Here's something. Here's the way I look at that is the fact that, like Tommy was saying, I can buy more cool stuff for the one cool thing, and I'm all about getting more for for the bang for the buck. So if I can buy a whole bunch of other,
he's gonna parlay it
for that one little doodad, man. I'm in.
All right, only he wants more doodads, not one doodad.
All right, multiple doodads.
One of the best songs on that demo.
Do I doodad?
Lou, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Take care. I don't know, man. Like, to have that in your house when someone walked in, to be able to play that for somebody, although it does suck.
Well, if I come over and I got to listen to some scratchy-ass Beatles tune, I don't care.
You would want to hear that. You can play cool.
You'd be curious enough.
How long are you going to sit and listen to that?
15 songs worth?
I mean, it's monotone. It doesn't sound
good. It's not monotone. It sounded like the Beatles, just without reverb and any polish on it. That sounded the day.
So this is what I'd have to listen to. It's reverb without any polish on it.
It
needs reverb polish.
If you're at somebody's house where they're sitting you down to listen to it, they're going to want to explain it.
Yeah, and I don't want to do... Nobody wants to do that. Unless I would also have to be that person. I'm not a collector.
252 WCMF again. It is believed that the Beatles' original demo for the Decca Record Company, the record company that passed on them. Yeah. It's 15 songs. The Reel to Reel has shown up at a record store in Vancouver. The guy who got it didn't know what it was. He thought it was like a bootleg of it. He played it, realized, oh my God, this is clear as hell. And experts believe this is the one. It could be worth over $1 million.
It has to be.
He said he ain't selling. He wants to keep it. Pete's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
All right, you guys are missing the point. This is a reel-to-reel tape.
Yes.
He listened to it. He listened to it once. You don't need to listen to it again because you're going to wear out the tape. Keep playing it. It's rare. Sell the damn thing.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's not just about the music. Because, like, look, like we just played.
You're going to ruin that polished reverb.
That's not what I said. You can go listen to it.
It's worn out now.
I would be afraid to keep playing it.
Okay, you don't play it. It's still
history.
You
look at it, Kimmy. You look at the reel.
All right, let me, Pete, what is the thing you are into the most in the world?
The thing I'm into most in the world.
Yeah, what's your hobby?
Listening to CMF in the morning.
All right, so let's say you could have an authentic Tommy Mule sitting on your mantle at home, which, by the way, he would fit. Would you sell that Tommy Mule?
I'm not selling a Tommy, but a Beatles demo tape from way back that's super rare. It needs to be in a museum somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What are you?
No, he's absolutely right. It's for the people.
I love how Pete goes Indiana Jones. It belongs in a museum.
It should go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, screw that, man. That's a business. Screw them.
It's a Hall of Fame.
You kept Lou Graham out of there for 30 years. Go F yourself, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Go.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Pete. Go Bills. That's what I'm assuming he's going to say.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to tell if this is a good story or a bad story.
Oh, all right.
It's not good for the economy,
but
it may be good for us in general.
Okay.
And that's actually what the debate comes down to, because we could be walking away from these because we can't afford them.
Yeah.
We could be walking away from these because we've decided there are healthier options.
I want to feel good about myself.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, this starts with corporate America.
What happened with corporate America, buddy?
General Mills sales, you know, the food company.
Oh, yeah.
Has dropped by almost 10% in recent months.
Damn.
And the CEO of General Mills says it's mostly thanks to snack foods.
So we're not eating the snacks.
There you know, we have stopped eating snack foods. The CEO called it a slowdown in snacking. And other snack companies are seeing similar numbers at General Mills.
Everybody's backing off the chips.
They are calling it, Tommy. A snack session.
Damn it.
We, as Americans, are eating fewer snacks, and which is something you would agree with, obviously.
That we are?
Eating fewer snacks.
No, man. Look at us.
The numbers clearly show we're eating fewer snacks.
Well, because those are the name brand snacks that are tanking, right?
I literally just said other snack companies are seeing similar issues.
Okay, but what about them Aldi snacks?
Those would be other snacks.
They're down too?
Yeah, still snacks.
Because that's the cheap snack.
Snacks are down across the board.
Dollar General low snack.
Sell! Sell! Sell!
All right. All right.
So people are backing off the chips and all the bad
stuff. Look,
this is great news, though.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't think it'll last.
I think that there's a factor here.
Ooh.
And I think it's the mom factor.
Oh.
Because I think there's this, like, war on certain types of snacks right now.
Okay.
Really?
Science aside. That moms are maybe... And mom, there's a war on certain types of snacks that is being driven by a few moms out there, like influencer moms.
Gotcha.
And I think that there's a... And maybe this is a good thing in some ways, but there are a lot of moms looking more for, like, those healthy... And maybe this is... In the snack category,
the healthy option,
but they have like
carrot sticks,
all natural, healthy snacks that I think may be replacing like your traditional snacks.
Okay, so let's walk down this because there is a fork in the road at this point in the conversation, and the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. There are two potential reasons why we are in a snack session, why we have snacked less. It could be the money.
Well, the prices of everything went up.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
So are snacks like really expensive now? Like, what's an average bag of like Frito corn chips?
I don't know. I don't live in Texas.
I'm pretty sure you can buy them up here.
Yeah, I understand. Who eats Fritos up here?
Love Fritos.
That's a weird chip choice.
Yeah, of all the chips you could have
not
said out loud.
I like Fritos, but not my go-to.
So
hey, you like dog toenails? Try Fritos.
They're delicious.
Yeah, no, it's delicious.
And I think that's the one they used yesterday when I was watching this report. And I want to say they said that bag is now $6.
You just called me a liar and you saw the same thing I did, you dick.
Well, I forgot. I watch a lot of news, but I think they said that bag now is $6 for like a standard family bag of Frito corn chips.
Okay, all right.
Where it was used to be $3, so maybe doubled in price.
Okay. You're just making up.
No, but I'm trying to. I vaguely watched this thing, man.
So
but they did say. But they blamed it on the price.
Okay, so we aren't spending on snacks thanks to tightening budgets. That is very possible.
But I thought you went to the cheaper generic. But again, you're saying they're not even doing that.
But if everything costs more money, you may not even have the money for the cheaper generic.
But you're
trying to maintain
generic?
A budget. Then there is the route that Kimmy just brought
What's
up,
that?
The other
the
fork in the road. The rise of weight loss drugs, healthier snack options have folks going different routes when they're hungry in the middle of the day.
All right.
A little more attention to your snacks.
You got it. 252-WCMF. 252-9263, which one is it? Is it the health side of it or is it the financial side of it?
Well, it's just so funny because yesterday you had a group of school kids come through here for a tour of the radio station.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they were in here for just a little bit. We both zeroed in on one kid.
Yep.
One kid. There was 10 kids in here probably, right?
Yeah.
One kid we both zeroed in on to talk to. It was the one kid holding a can of Pringles.
It wasn't a can. It was
the mini
Pringles.
Yeah, it was like mini can of snack ones. Yeah. Man, that looks so good.
I haven't had Pringles in a long time.
Pringles are the best. And I don't even know what it actually is.
It's just
because they come in a can of tennis
okay,
balls.
Okay, it's potatoes, but they just mush them together so they can't call them chips. Yes, that's why they can't call them chips.
Different style.
I don't care what's in them.
Chip-like substance.
I don't care. They're delicious.
Okay. You want to say it's money. That's why people
I would assume that the price of everything's gone up, like the eggs.
Okay.
So I'm guessing now snacks are too much.
But here's why you could be wrong.
What?
So you and I are both men who used to be massive snackers.
Big snacker.
And we don't snack anymore.
No.
Right? Kimmy, I mean, you're the queen of the snacks, so you've maintained for both
snacks.
Of us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, like, I look at my kids. My kids don't snack even close to the way I did when I was a kid. And I'm seeing it in other kids their age as well. And it's not even like a war on, as you brought up, like certain things. I think that when I was a kid, there weren't healthy options.
Yeah, that's true.
It was either celery or chips.
And nobody even the healthy options that were presented weren't really healthy.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're right. Whereas now, like, my daughter, my youngest, likes to eat edamame as a snack.
The beans.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
But they sell them places, like, where kids eat snacks. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? But fine. I'm good, I guess.
I felt bad for a kid that never experienced coming home from school and finding that bag of potato chips and eating the entire bag before your mother realized it was gone.
I look back now. As a middle schooler, like what I did as a middle schooler, high schooler, getting off the bus, and like the horror, I would eat.
I'd have the weirdest combos of stuff too.
For example,
like if there was like that, you know, taco sauce, I would just dip chips straight in taco sauce.
Oh, that's like salsa.
Yeah. That's
but fine. It's not.
I love how like, oh my God, guys, I got so wild. I melted cheese.
I'm not saying it's wild, but it just like whatever was in the fridge, I'd be like, that looks good together. Let's
little
try
Tex-Mex.
That.
That's fine.
I would eat an entire, like, if the rare time my mother would get, like, at the snack thrift store, where she'd get, like, a box of, like, Hostess cupcakes, I'd eat 10 of them.
Yeah.
Legit.
I think most kids would just, they had no governor when it came to eating sugar or salt.
But I didn't get full, man. Like, there was, like, a hole in my stomach. One of my favorite Eagles songs of all time.
There's a hole in my stomach. Are we doing Desperado?
No, you idiot.
What are we doing?
Hole in my heart.
Oh.
Hole in the world with cupcakes.
I don't do B-sides of covers.
252-WCMF. We are in a snack session, at least according to the CEO of General Mills and other folks who run snacking companies. Snacking for General Mills, their snack foods, down 10% in recent months. We're trying to figure out if it's a financial push or it's a health push.
It is so weird because like when I was busted most of my life, I always had money for my vices, and I didn't care about I didn't care about anything else. But like, I needed my porn, which was expensive as hell. Fatty foods, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't cutting back on any self-indulgence.
No, I agree with you 100%.
And that's got to be the most base self-indulgent thing you can have is just a goddamn bag of potato chips.
I think that may be one of the hardest things to do is go to the grocery store hungry and pass on the snacks.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't, especially as a young person.
No, but that's what leads me to believe, because I agree with everything you're saying, and there are certain recession-proof things. We were always told that snack foods were recession-proof.
Yeah, because it gave you joy. It was like a It's like a little relief from your day. It was something to look forward to.
I agree with you.
What do people look forward to if you don't have a bag of chips?
But that's what leads me to believe this is not financial. This is, there are more options.
Conscious choice.
Yeah, that people are
taking
advantage.
But those sound like they blow.
Okay. There, I do think some of like the healthier snacks, though, they've improved. Like the healthy snack technology has gotten better. Because I can't think of like one healthy snack back when we were kids that I would have even touched. Like it didn't even compare to the regular snacks. Like, whereas now, like, there's actually some pretty good stuff out there to the point where I question if it's actually healthy.
I love Pirate's Booty. I don't know how healthy it is.
That's the popcorn.
Yeah, well, it's not popcorn. It's
a better
puffy
alternative.
Yeah,
I guess,
than a bag of Doritos.
But there's no like oil in it.
I don't know.
It's like air cooked.
It's got a pirate on there. He looks healthy.
Healthy pirates.
And then like hummus and stuff. Like that's a standard thing that didn't exist when I was a kid. At least not around here.
Yeah. Hummus technology. All those flavors.
Seriously, how those can't be healthy? I'm telling you.
But you got to have something to dip it in. What is your hummus transporter?
I'll use pretzels. Pita chips, but those are better than like Doritos. And my kids will use like vegetables, and they'll reach for those.
Okay.
It's weird. Look, I agree with you because like
I got to do it because I'm old. And I don't want to die. But as a young person.
No, I think you actually enjoy some of it.
I do.
Oh, yeah, he looks like he's ready to have a blast with his tomatoes, celery, and carrots.
No, but you know, I got the salt, I got the cholesterol, you know, I got the Jimmy leg, I got to watch myself. So, but as a young person, I didn't care about any of that stuff.
No, I know.
You shouldn't.
Look, my mind is also blown by this.
I feel bad for kids.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Don't say you shouldn't because I didn't, and it like literally destroyed me.
Eating your Eddie beans, whatever you call them.
I didn't know what they were either.
Don't act like you don't know what they are.
Yeah, seriously, you love edamame, you bitch.
I've never had it.
That's a lie. Why you lie?
Oh, crap.
But I went to high school with an edamame. No, but like to your point earlier about how cheap snack foods are. They are the cheapest of the foods.
They still got to be pretty cheap compared to everything else.
And that's just it. Maybe you don't buy a whole entire family-sized bag of Fritos, but like if you walk into a gas station or the front of Wegmans, candy bars, roller dogs, chips, whatever, those individual sizes are still the least expensive things in the store.
Yeah.
If you're low on cash, those are easy to reach for, but those numbers are still down.
Wow.
So maybe, just maybe.
So maybe we're turning this health corner.
Well, I mean.
Could be.
But I don't. I am curious to know if people are doing it consciously to be healthier or if they're doing it because the food just got better.
But either way, you're going to get healthier. No matter what your motivation is, it sounds like money or health, you're going to feel better. Because you're not full of salt and fat
well, that is
and
until
sugar.
15 years from now, we find out, like, you know, Pirate's Booty had some horrible thing in it. You know how this stuff goes, right? Hey, we did it, everybody. It's much better. Oh, God, no. It's not real sugar. It's artificial sugar. Ah, my neck hurts real bad.